You're listening to another AppleVis podcast.
Hey, what's up, AppleVis friends? My name is Mike Malarcy. Thank you so much for hanging out today. I'm going to show you guys in this podcast how to use the keyboard commander. I'm going to let you know right up top that if you're not using this yet, you're working a bit harder than you need to. Once you get the hang of this thing, you're probably really going to love it. First and foremost, you should know how to turn it on. Hold your VO keys, hold shift, and push the letter K to toggle it on and off.
Keyboard commander off. Keyboard commander on.
Now, the awesome thing about the keyboard commander is it lets you set up simple shortcuts to do a lot of different things, like open up applications or jump to text fields in Safari, things like that. There's a huge amount of options, so what you're going to have to do is go and look through them to see what you will find useful. Now, there are some defaults. For example, the right option key is your default modifier key. If you hold that and push M, it'll open Mail. S will open Safari. T will tell you the time. There's a lot of simple things that it can do as soon as you turn it on. But what I want to do is show you guys how to customize it, and I'll show you a couple of the things that I've done with mine that make my life just a wee bit easier. Now, what we need to do is jump up into our VoiceOver utility so we can take a look around. So hold your VO keys. Depending on your configuration, you might have to hold the function key and then hit F8.
Opening VoiceOver utility, VoiceOver utility, VoiceOver utility, window, utility categories, table.
Once it opens, your focus will be on this table right here. Go ahead and interact and scroll down to commanders.
Interact with verbosity, speech, navigation, web, sound, visuals, commanders.
Once you're there, stop interacting, and scroll to the right.
Trackpad, selected, numpad, tab, two, keyboard, tab, 3 of 4.
And select keyboard.
Press keyboard, selected, quick nav, tab, enable keyboard commander, checked, checkbox.
Okay, if you can't remember the keyboard shortcut, VO shift K, you have a little checkbox right here that you can also use to turn it on and off.
Use, right option key, use, pop-up button.
And here are the options for the modifier keys. By default, again, it's the right option key. You can leave it like it is, or use the left option key, or set it to use both, depending on what kind of shortcuts you set up.
Keyboard commander, table.
Okay, here we have our table. Now, basically, the left-hand row or column, the left-hand column is going to be the keys that you use, and the right column is going to be the action. I'll show you what I mean. Let's interact with this.
Interact with keyboard commander, table. Row 1, keyboard key. Keyboard key 2.
Okay, keyboard key 2. So basically, this is telling me what's going to happen when I hold my right option key and push the number 2.
Command increase rate, menu button.
It's going to turn my rate up. Right option and 1 will turn mine down. These are ones that I set up. Like keyboard I said, I mentioned a couple of the defaults. You don't have to come in here and see what else there is. But these are really easy to create and really easy to customize.
B. Command find next button, menu button.
Okay, I have the B to find the next button.
Toggle screen curtain on or off, menu button, keyboard key, C.
C will turn my screen curtain on and off, so on and so forth. I think you guys kind of get the idea. What you really need to know, though, is how to create these yourself. So if we
stop interacting with keyboard commander, table, row 4, add button.
You'll find this add button here. Go ahead and hit that, and it's going to jump your VoiceOver focus back into that table where we just were.
Press add button.
Okay.
Command menu button, keyboard key blank.
So we have a blank keyboard key,
command menu button,
and a menu button. So basically what you want to do here is figure out what key you want to use to make the action happen and then find it in this menu. There are a lot of options. Let me show you what I'm talking about.
Menu, general, submenu, information, submenu, navigation, submenu, text, submenu, web, submenu, find, submenu, tables, submenu, size and position, sub audio, submenu, braille, submenu, visuals, submenu, hotspots, submenu, custom commands, submenu.
Okay, so inside of each one of these, there's a lot of different things you can do. Custom commands, for example, will let you open different applications, run Apple scripts, or automated workflows. So depending on what you use in your normal workflow, I mean, that's going to dictate what you pick here. So as you can probably imagine, depending on what you select here, it will dictate where you can use it. If you pick something in the web, for example, you're going to use it in Safari. But there are things you can set up to, say, jump straight to your dock or straight to your desktop. Really, there are options for almost any keyboard command, any VoiceOver command you want to give this thing, you can customize and use them here. So let's go ahead and actually create one.
Information, sub, general, sub.
I'm going to go into general.
General, sub, add pronounce, bring window to, click mouse, close window, describe size of.
Let's find something we actually want to use.
Drop marked item, drop marked, escape, fat, ignore, interact with, item chooser, keyboard help, label item, mark item, mouse down, mouse up, move down, move left, move right, move up, online, open activity, open application, open commands menu, open quick start, open shortcut, open verbosity, open VoiceOver utility, open window chooser, pause or resume, open window chooser.
Let's use this, window chooser. That's a command that I use all the time. So instead of hitting the VO keys and finding the F2, hitting that thing twice, we're going to set up something a bit easier. So we'll just VO space here.
Press open window chooser. Open window chooser.
And now we're back to the table that shows all of our commands that we've got set up.
Keyboard key blank.
And again, you can hear our keyboard key is blank.
Command open window chooser. Menu button.
And it's going to open the window chooser when we set it up.
Keyboard key blank.
With your voiceover focus on the keyboard key, go ahead and hit return.
Edit text blank.
Once you hit return, you'll hear that you have a text field, and then you just need to pick the letter or number or whatever key you want to use. I'm just going to use F for this, and then we'll hit return again. And now...
Command open window chooser, menu, keyboard key, F.
Okay, it tells us that right option again, which is the modifier I've got selected, and F will open my window chooser.
Window chooser, menu.
Perfect. That's much easier. Hitting two keys is way easier than hitting the 4 or whatever that normal command is. I think you guys might be getting the point. Again, it's really helpful to come in here and to look around, really explore these options, and think of the commands, the things that you're doing in your daily use, and find an easier way to make it happen. I've often found that the hardest part of using the keyboard commander is just remembering all the different things that I've got set up. But the great thing is that anytime I forget, I can just come right into the VoiceOver utility and look at the list here to refresh my memory. So hopefully, if you're not using the keyboard commander, this little first look, this little demo into the power and the usefulness of it will convince you to give it a shot. If you are using it, I'm curious to hear what commands you use the most. Obviously, everybody's going to have different preferences, different uses for this kind of thing, but I want to know what you use. So let me know. And if you guys have any questions or comments or anything about this, go ahead and reach out. I'm on Twitter at Mike Malarcy. If there's anything I could do for you, just holler. Thanks for taking the time to hang out with me today, folks. I appreciate it. That's all I've got for you right now. See you guys next time.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.